Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinoplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
Without trees, hammocks would just be blankets on the ground. Like hammocks and naps, being around trees lowers your blood pressure. Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Is this Tony Bennett?
Yeah.
Right, I have not followed this story. The guy who called just before the news and said...
Sally,
who called and said everybody who can head to Salem, Missouri, I said.
Yeah.
To look for this dog. For whatever reason, I haven't followed the story. So here with a condensed version of what's going on here is the one and only Eon the Peon. So what happened here?
All right. So I believe it was June of last year, 2012, Phineas, the yellow lab, lived in a house with the family, and a neighbor girl was over at the house, and this is in Salem, Missouri, and the neighbor girl fell on top of the other little girl.
The girl who lived there.
Yeah. And the dog thought, you know, is protective. So they said the dog mouthed the girl, and at the time, there was no marks that the family of Phineas could see. But then later, a picture came out with this neighbor girl.
Who's Phineas?
Phineas is the yellow lab.
The dog.
The dog.
Okay.
And so later, a picture came out of this neighbor girl with a bite mark on
her.
Who
used the term mouth? Because that's not a term. I don't know if it's like, well, the dog bit her. Who said mouth?
Right. But it was mouth because there wasn't a mark at first.
Okay.
But then later, a picture came out with this neighbor girl with a bite mark on her lower abdomen. And anybody that's looked at this picture, you know, experts, veterinarians, anything, have said this is a primate bite. This is not a canine bite because a canine's, you know, snoot is longer than a primate's
and they
mouth.
Don't own a monkey, so somebody bit the girl
right.
to make it look like. This is your
this is, yeah, what most people, right, what most people believe in this case. And so after this bite came out, Phineas the dog was put in. The mayor wanted to essentially the people of the girl that was bit wanted the dog put down, and so the mayor put in a, you know, request to euthanize, and then now it's been put on hold. So this dog Phineas has been living in this Dent County veterinarian office since June of last year till a trial can come up. And a trial was supposed to happen Thursday of this week.
16 months.
Yes, right. And that's the legal system for you. But so the trial was supposed to happen this week, Thursday.
Okay, but what trial? Who's on trial?
Phineas.
The dog is on trial?
The dog was on trial where they were going to figure out if he was going to have to be put down or if he was going to be able to go back to the family. And so I believe a night or two ago, somebody broke into this Dent County veterinarian office and stole Phineas. So Phineas is gone now.
Mm. Well, this would have been somebody who didn't want this trial to happen.
Because essentially Phineas was going to be exonerated probably. And the lawyer was on, I believe, Channel 2 last night. The lawyer of Phineas had a lawyer. And he said he's 95% sure that Phineas is probably dead, that whoever stole this dog was part of somebody that agreed with the neighbor family that wanted this dog put down.
Okay, I'm not representing anybody but myself when I say this. So here's what you just told me tells me that probably what happened was the family of the little girl bit her themselves to create a mark to make it look like the dog did it. But that's, then my question is, what do you have if there's no money changing hands? Why would you go to all that trouble to frame the dog?
Because apparently the dog did something. The dog tried to protect the little girl in some way, and apparently this family did not like it.
They want the dog put down, and if to help the dog be put down means they have to bite their own daughter and make teeth marks, they will. And they knew that going to trial, the experts would go, that's not a dog bite. Oops. And then they would be revealed, and so they took the dog to keep that.
Right. And the veterinarian that has taken care of Phineas for the last, 14, 16 months has said, Phineas is a gentle dog. He's never seen any vicious, attributes from the dog at all. And so,
I would agree the dog is gone.
Yes.
Then I can just let the dog out. Go, run.
Yeah, right. Apparently, so this is small town politics at its best here.
So Sally, who was asking for people to go down to Salem to look for Phineas, I got to tell you, I think that's a trip in vain. I don't think you're going to be finding Phineas. I think Phineas.
Yeah, it's a very sad story.
I think the evidence has been buried, put it that way. What a weird story.
Right.
There's more to this. There's somebody in that little town that doesn't like somebody. Something else going on.
Absolutely, here. Yeah.
Well, good
luck. The mayor has apparently not been very helpful on this issue either. So
good luck. You know, the one of the great things about living in a little bitty town is that when something happens, everybody knows everybody. The bad thing about it is everybody knows everybody's business.
Yes, and everybody has connections if they want something done with people that are in power in small towns.
And if you're not Billy Bob's buddy or cousin, or you stiffed him in a poker game, he'll call the police chief and go, hey, get that some bitch.
It's very similar to I was going to talk about this case. And have you heard the case in Maryville, Missouri? Oh, these two little girls that were
bullied?
Raped by these.
No, this is a new one.
Yes.
Well, now they're being bullied because.
Yes. Well, they burned their house down recently. This is a case. Daisy Coleman she's been shunned by this community after she came forward and said it was a very popular football player that allegedly raped Daisy. And so now, this is another small town politics situation where charges have been dropped against these players, and they just the other night they burned their house down. I think they had moved away, but they burned down the house that they lived in before.
That the players lived in?
No, the girl and her family.
Man, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, not a very good light put on Missouri here. Two small towns in Missouri.
You got the story of this 12-year-old girl who killed herself because a 12 and a 14-year-old girl, two other girls, bullied her and harassed her for like a year to the point she couldn't take it anymore. She killed herself. And on one hand, I'm thinking, well, how horrible. And it is horrible. But is there anybody, though, who... Here, what happens is some people can be bullied, made fun of, whatever you want to go. I think they use the term bullying now for what we used to just call making fun of somebody.
Right.
It's not really bullying in every case, but whatever it is, there are some people who can handle it and get through it and move on. But there are other people who are very fragile. And maybe
a young girl
stable.
Like that, especially. I mean,
and maybe the chances of you harass somebody or make fun of them, maybe 1 out of 100 of those would commit suicide. But that 1 out of 100, you. What happened to kids caring anything about other kids? There's no compassion. I'll bet most people, the great majority of people, never made it through high school without either seriously being made fun of about something or bullied. Sierra, you're in college. Were you ever made fun of or bullied or harassed or discriminated against for any reason? Were you ever?
In middle school, I was kind of for my last name, but other than that, it was just like
Hancock?
When it was mentioned. Yeah.
Well, now wait, let me see.
The boys there.
Hancock. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to
Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, like Han Solo, maybe from Star Wars or something like that? No?
No, Hancock.
I don't know why they made fun of me for that.
We all the movie with Will Smith.
Yeah, exactly. So
you mentioned that, yeah.
Maybe. But that's not something to make fun of.
No. Just,
that made it okay, actually.
Hancock. Oh, you know, I bet I know what it is.
What?
Because it implies somebody is using a hand like a gun, like cocking a hammer back.
Yeah.
You hold your hand up like a pistol, like you cock your thumb as the hammer, and you cocked your hand instead of a gun. I'll bet that's it.
Or that maybe, boy, you must carry around a rooster all day or something like that.
In your hand.
Yeah. What are you, weird like that, carrying around a rooster?
Rooster carrier.
Yeah.
I'll bet that's it.
Yeah,
I don't think they were thinking that way, but we can go with that.
What?
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
Another thing about this case in Maryville, Missouri, this football player is a relative to somebody who's been a longtime representative in that area as well. So, of course, small town politics.
Look, I got made fun of. I got bullied. I got all that stuff, and it was very, very painful. And I'd go to school with a stomach ache, and it was miserable. But I wasn't so fragile that who are you as the bully or the person making fun of other people to determine who can take it and who can't take it? You never know what the state of mind is of the person you're doing that to. But the what really is disgusting is that this 12 and 14-year-old, these two girls, 12 and 14, who bullied and harassed this other girl till she committed suicide. Did you hear the statement from the 12-year-old on Facebook?
No.
Yes, I bullied her. I know she killed herself. I don't give a blank. Now, there's something seriously wrong. Yeah. You know, the normal human reaction would be devastation, sobbing. I'm so sorry. I never in a million years would have thought that she would take her life. No, I know she killed herself. Yes, I bullied her, and I don't give a blank. That kid needs to be put away forever. You're not going to fix that, kid. 314-969-KTR. There are more fun things to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Of all the stations, Sierra Hancock, student at Webster, could shadow. For whatever reason, she chose to shadow us today.
Yeah.
One of the first of many bad decisions you'll probably make in your adult life. Here's Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. I agree with everything Tion was saying about Phineas the dog. There's a couple of more points that are really key to this whole situation. The mayor has previous dog bite, quote, experience. He's been bitten by a dog in the past and has kind of transferred his angst and aggression out on his past experiences with those dogs to this situation.
Oh.
So he hates dogs. He has a deep-seated hatred for dogs. And he also has ties to the family, apparently, of the girl that has been bitten by the dog. And not only that, he refused to release the dog from custody even after finding out that those bites were not caused by a human. He claims he had no power to get the situation resolved. Well, the situation could have been resolved a long time ago. It was in his power to do so, but for some reason he just kept it going on and on and on. And it's just a sick situation.
Peon's right. It really is small town politics at work here.
And not only that, you know, he touched on the fact that
we lost it. I'm sorry, Kelly. We lost the cell signal. Let's go to Dave. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I thought you had a very interesting program on this afternoon, especially with a great news reporter that you have.
You mean Sierra?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sierra, say hi to Dave.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
Hi, Sierra. I'm glad to hear that we have new up-and-coming journalists at the station there.
And you know what? She's going to be a good one. I can tell.
Well, with your tutelage, Frank, and your experience, I think she will be.
Well, there's no tutelage here. She's only in for 2 hours. She's just kind of shadowing, they call it. They didn't have that when I was a kid, but it's a good name. She's going to observe, and if she's smart, she'll walk out of here and go, I never want to be like those people. I want a real career.
Well, you've done well for yourself over the years. I've been following you for about 16 now.
I've done okay. Can't complain.
Well, the bottom line is this poor dog out there in the Tulies. I think what we need is a lot of the animal rights folks from both Kansas City and St. Louis going down there and holding a candlelight vigil.
Well, it looks like we're headed for that. I think that's exactly what's about to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, if people around the entire United States took up the different tasks, something like this for a poor dog, I think, would be something good.
Yeah,
we need something to bring up our spirits.
And it's about more than the dog. It's about using the dog as the pawn here so that small town politics can work its evil.
And it shows how sick this family is that apparently somebody they allowed to bite their daughter
to make it look like a dog bite.
Yeah. That shows how sick they are.
Yeah, you should have criminal child abuse charges against whoever bit. And once an expert says these are human teeth marks, whoever bit that kid should be put away.
Well, maybe the Child Protective Services should go over and request all of this evidence that's been brought in. It's public domain now. So there could be a case brought against the family.
I'm sure this
is for the girl.
We'll see. This is not over.
I'm sure the mayor will find
even with the dog missing, this is not over. There are too many people now who are smelling something that stinks here. Dave, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank, for your services to our community.
Well, oh, you're welcome. You know, and Dave really does get the big picture. What I do is really a service.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get paid, but I don't care about that. Wait a minute.
What?
You know what? I was thinking of somebody.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I was thinking of, like, it was a missionary.
It's the fringe benefit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Sierra, you're going to have the pleasure of speaking with Norman. Norman, say hi to Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi, Norman. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Norman is a very special listener.
I'm calling from Sullivan here.
He's calling from Sullivan. He's a special listener.
I got my kazoo handy.
All right.
Well, I was hoping you would.
Take me out to the ball game.
Well, what a great day to play it.
Hope the Cardinals win tonight.
Yeah. They need to snap.
They lost last night.
Well, they need to snap back to what they were 2 days ago.
With this song, they should be good. So.
Oh, see, Sierra's right. This song will motivate them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm going to play the happy birthday roll call after that.
Well,
all
happy
right.
Birthday
roll call.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Here we go. It's a great kazoo.
Let's go.
Norman, I've had a couple of kazoos in my life. I didn't have that little whistle thing. Is that a special kazoo, or do they all have that? Mine didn't have that.
It's a special kazoo.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Got it at a dollar store.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mall.
Now we're going to hear the... I just knew the song is Happy Birthday, but you call it the Happy Birthday Roll Call.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Those who was just born today.
All right.
Those who has a birthday today. And I know some lady friend that's in Delmar Gardens Green.
Well, let's stop. Hang on. Let's stop for a minute and talk about this lady. Is she your girlfriend?
Yeah. She has, she'll have a birthday October 23rd.
Why, Norman, let's talk about her for a minute. Is she your girlfriend?
Just friend.
No, wait now, Norman. It sounds like they might be more than friends. She could be your girl. That's what I thought. Uh-huh. That's what I thought. How often do you see this lady?
I don't see her too much. I hope and pray I'll get to see her during her birthday.
In hopes and prays he'll get to see her.
October 23rd is coming up.
Now, you've met each other, right? I mean, you know each other. When was
I've known her for 36 years.
When's the last time you saw her?
In a long, long time. I knew her from North County area.
Okay, how long?
I knew her from our Loreto Catholic Church and St. Christopher Catholic Church.
Now, how long do you think it's been since you've seen her?
And they used to have a prayer meeting. I've seen Rosemary's Father there quite a few times.
All right, now, can you guess about how long you think it's been since you've seen her?
A long, long time.
Okay, long time. Long, long time. Did you ever kiss her?
Just peck on cheek and that.
That. You pecked her cheek and that. you pecked her that? I think we know what that
That's
is.
That's that.
Right. What? I'll take $2 worth.
Yeah. The name and the penis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Norman, yeah. We're ready for the happy birthday roll call.
Yeah, I'm going to play the happy birthday roll call.
All right. That's it. even had Sierra singing along. Can we ask this lady's first name? Who's going to have the birthday? What's her first name?
Rosemary.
You think Rosemary might be listening?
I hope she is.
That would be
too.
Good.
Now, what... Would you be interested in Rosemary? Are you interested in her romantically? Like, would you consider having her as a full-time girlfriend?
We are prayer partners.
You're what?
We're partners.
Prayer partners.
Prayer partners.
Prayer partners.
Both of us are prayer warriors.
What do you pray for as partners?
For the church?
I'd be praying for more than just a peck on the cheek. That's what I'd be praying for.
Yeah, and that.
The cheek and that. I'd be praying to get to that part. Maybe she's praying for that, too. You know, maybe she's over there at Del Mar Gardens going, man, dear Lord, please let Norman come over here and take care of this burning desire that I have.
Probably she might be singing that song, Take Me Down to That Little White Church.
Now she gets opposed to
it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You have anything else for us, Norman?
I could plug a wedding march.
Well, I'd love to hear it. Sierra, would you like to hear the wedding march?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sierra, do you have a boyfriend? You have a boyfriend?
I don't. I'm single. Well,
okay. Get right to it.
Happy wedding day, and happy birthday
to you. All right, how's everything in Sullivan? Okay.
Oh, okay. It rained here today.
Yeah, it rained here too. Well, Norman, always a pleasure.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Norman. Now you met Norman.
Norman's
I like
the
Norman.
Best.
Yeah. We like Norman.
He's good people.
Anybody that doesn't like Norman, there's something wrong with him.
Well, we found out some. Norman has a little bit of a crush on Rosemary.
Yeah.
Who's at Del Mar Gardens, and he got a peck on the cheek and that.
Yeah.
Can't forget that part.
We need to dig into this that thing a little bit. See what that's all about. Do you, I know you're from Tennessee and you go to Webster. Do you bank anywhere here? Do you have an account set up anywhere here?
Yeah, I have Bank of America.
That's sad. but you're young and there are a lot of things you haven't discovered, like how great it is to bank at First Community Credit Union. It's a great thing. Do you know the difference between a credit union and a bank? They don't teach you that, I guess, in college.
No. Explain to me.
Well, the difference is the First Community Credit Union is nonprofit. It's owned by the customers. Do you own any part of Bank of America? Are you an owner?
No.
Sad. No, you're not. Sadly, you are not. And at the end of the year, banks, traditional banks, they take their profit and then the owners split it up. They have a big party and they have champagne and go, "Ooh, look how much money we made." First Community Credit Union is owned by the customers. We're called members. See, I'm a member, Peon's a member, Dan's a member. We do all our banking there. And then at the end of the year, the profit stays in the credit union. And that way, when Sierra comes along and needs to borrow some money, they got plenty of money. They're real stable and they're real secure. Other than that, everything you want in a bank. What do you use a bank for? Checks, right?
Debit card? I've never actually filled out a check.
No. You know what? This is another big difference between us and now.
I guarantee 100% of people her age have never.
And you never will write a check. You use a debit card, right? And a credit card, right?
Yeah, I have my debit card for everything. Never had to write a check.
You need a credit card. I'm going to tell you, you need to establish some credit. I'm serious. I just read an article this morning, and it had all the places you don't want to use a debit card. One of them was the gas station. Do you have a car here?
Yeah.
Okay, when you buy gas, do you use a gas card or debit card?
I usually use my debit card.
Don't do that. This article today said there are people, and these are these genius hacker-type people, they plant. They'll go like in the middle of the night and real quickly put a little camera at gas stations, and they can slow down and take a frame and capture your card. Right. And they also have ways of picking up and reading the magnetic. It's that MacGyver, James Bond type stuff that I don't understand. But one of the things they said, and they had a list of these are the places you don't want to use a debit card, and one of them was a gas station. So you might want to get yourself a mobile card or a shell card or something, because one, you'll establish credit, and you're going to need that one day. Mm-hmm. Because the funny thing is, if you go to get credit, they want to know that you owe other people money before they'll look. I'm serious. If you don't owe anybody any money, they'll go, well, we don't want her. We're not going to let her borrow any money because she doesn't owe anybody. It's weird. But you probably need a credit card. You need a gas card, a couple of gas cards. I would invite you to do your banking at First Community Credit Union. Think about it. You don't have to answer now. So it's just something to think about. And, I have a debit card and I have a credit card. And we have checks because we're old people. We still occasionally write a check. My wife does. First Community Credit Union, I'm not just extending the invitation to Sierra. I'm extending it to all of you. You're banking somewhere, all right? Why not think about banking somewhere else? And that somewhere else is First Community Credit Union. The popcorn today is red because the Cardinals. No, that's when they play at home. It's when they play at home. It's not red today. It's yellow today. If they make it back here, and I hope they do, it'll be red again.
Oh, I hope they don't, because if they, I hope.
Well, now wait a minute.
I hope they do for the World Series, but I hope they don't for this series.
How many games are in L.A.?
Three.
Oh, there are three.
Yeah, so we can win tonight.
Don't they do 2-2, 1-1-1 though?
No,
it's 2-3-2.
That's hockey.
Okay, then I'm with you. I hope they don't come back up. They wrap it up while they're there.
Yeah, it's 2-3-2.
And then the popcorn can be red, like you said, for the World Series game here. I'm with you. That would be great. Think about it, folks. So you can start here. You could stop in any time and just ask for literature information. Get yourself some popcorn. Tell them it's on us, even if you're not a member. Or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, we've got a few problems on the highways. First of all, this westbound 40 just before Highway 270, it's actually right at Ballast. You've got the left lane is blocked and the center lane is blocked. And we thought it was debris or maybe an accident or something, but what it is, it looks like oil or diesel or tar or something was spilled on the roadway. And people were having some trouble going through that area, so they blocked that off. And that has traffic backed up a little bit west of Highway 170. Now, on eastbound 40, you have a stalled vehicle midway between 170 and Hanley that's partially blocking the left lane, MoDOT is, and you have slow traffic now from McKnight through 170, and then things open up. An accident on eastbound 70 at Jennings Station has two left lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up at Bermuda, or close to Lucas and Hunt. It looks like southbound 270, not bad at all. It's just slow south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 70. Drivers slowing down to take a look at that accident. You're slow from Riverview as you go through Jennings Station, and then things open up. Looks pretty good out in St. Charles County. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Bridgestone. Every day is full of errands and adventures. That's why Bridgestone engineers tires to perform their best when it matters the most. Bridgestone, your journey, their passion. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Wednesday broadcast. On It, you saw him in Rocky. You've seen him in Happy Gilmore. Now you see him in a new Toy Story film. It is a Visit with Carl Weathers joins us. Also, Gabby Cabby, Chris Breen talks technology, and an extra hour as we throw Martin Kilcoyne from the building. Joe Giselli from The Smoking Gun there. See you at noon.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Don't you just love hardwood floors? How would you like to get hardwood floors for less? Well, with one simple phone call to Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, you can do it. Also, you can do it yourself. That's right. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors prides themselves on helping you install your new hardwood floors. Boardwalk teaches step-by-step installation and finishing seminars every single Tuesday evening so you can install your own hardwood floors and save even more money. Need tools? Don't worry about it. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will rent you everything you need to do the job like a professional. Boardwalk prides themselves on helping customers through the entire do-it-yourself project. Nobody is left hanging, and you can call for any questions you have, plus hands-on experience at these seminars. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 314-730-3100, or BoardwalkHardwood.com. Direct from the factory pricing. Do-it-yourself help. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware in Afton at the corner of Gravoy and McKenzie. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers Brothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Check in. This is kind of like behind the scenes, but it's on the air. Dan, did Bill go in the playhouse?
Yes.
Tell him I said he's a wonderful human being for being so flexible and accommodating.
I will
it
let
is
him know.
Now probably the thrill of the whole 2 hours for Sierra Hancock to sit in here and watch Joe Hipperson work his magic, because it is a Tuesday, which means the CDs and the DVDs are out, the new ones today. You want to know what they are and if they're any good, and he's going to tell you. But never forget, he's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Wonderful store. Stop in. Tell them your AM to PM. Let's get this show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
You met Sierra.
I did meet Sierra. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So talented.
Yeah, that's
no,
what I was
I'm
thinking.
Dead serious.
That's what I thought when I saw her. I said, I'll bet she's talented.
Yeah, it's radio. It's theater of the mind. I'm going to let everybody out there, the millions listening, you're 100% right with your assumptions. Brilliant.
Now, quickly before Joe, I think is an interesting question to ask people who are just genuinely really pretty. And tell the truth, when you look in the mirror, you know you're pretty, right?
I do.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you know you're better than average looking, and I don't mean in a like a made up, overly too much cosmetic. I mean just naturally pretty. You're just pretty, and you know that, and you seem to be a person who, even though you know it, you don't. Peon knows what I'm talking about.
Right, I do.
There
yeah,
are women
I identify with Sierra. Yeah, it's you know, it's when you
identify with her.
Possibly being an attractive person.
Okay, me yes.
Yeah, well,
look at Peon Sierra. He's a handsome man.
Right. Yeah, he looks like he should be on the cover of an Amish calendar. What are you doing? Attraction?
Yeah. What are you doing? No, and I know that's an awkward thing to throw at you, and there's no real right answer, and you sit there going, you can't say, yeah, I'm beautiful, I'm really pretty, but I just I like. Here's what I'm trying to say. I like the fact that even though you're pretty, and you have to know you're pretty, you don't act like somebody who walks around thinking you're pretty, okay? That's a compliment. You're doing, I think you're headed for big things. I'm just telling you. Remember that I said that and share your earnings with me. When you're successful,
I'll shout you out.
Find me and go, I want to share.
I think he wants more than a shout out.
I want to be your agent. I'll be your agent.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to shadow.
Yeah, if I hadn't shadowed you, I'd be nobody. Joe, what do you have today?
If you don't mind me saying, there is no overabundance of self-awareness. That's, I think, the best way to put it for Sierra.
Okay,
know what I mean?
Well said.
And when you look at it, doesn't look like you look like an Oil of Olay ad or something?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's another compliment, all right? I'm just putting that out there. So, it's New Release Tuesday, Sierra. This is where I tell everybody what to rent, buy, avoid. We always hit music first. The Avett Brothers got a new record out today called Magpie and Dandelion. Fallout Boy. Who cares?
Fallout Boy.
Yeah, I don't really care about them that much anymore, but there is a new record if you want to pick it up. Willie Nelson has a record called To All the Girls featuring 18 new duets. You'll hear Willie sing along with Dolly Parton, Sheryl Crow, Roseanne Cash, Nora Jones, Miranda Lambert, Loretta Lynn.
Can I do my Willie? All the girls I've loved before.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Was that a CD?
Yeah.
No, that was Frank.
That was me.
Wow.
And I know he was one of your favorite. Okay, I don't think he was one of your. I despise the guy. Remember Scotty McCreery?
I don't like him. I do not like Scotty
McCreery. Nothing
McCreery.
About that guy. I mean, no. I would never want to bully anybody. I couldn't win a fight to save my life. If the wind blows, I'd fall over, but I'd beat that guy with a dead fish do it.
I kind of looks like Alfred E. Newman a little bit.
Like if Alfred E. Newman and Howdy Doody had a baby.
Yes.
That'd look like that.
And the way he holds his microphone, I still can't get that image out of my head.
But here's the thing. Apparently, a lot of people feel the same way. He's not setting the world on fire.
No, he's not. And his new record blows, and it's called See You Tonight. Don't think so. Hey, guess what? Sir Paul McCartney has released a record today that is probably one of the greatest original collections of music he's done in a very long time. He hasn't dropped a new record and new material since 2007. His new album, very simple, is called New. It is a pop record. This is not Paul McCartney doing some love ballads and whatnot. He got every hot producer. And if you think about it, back in the day, Bubblegum, Beatles, the guy knows how to write a good pop record. New is really, really good. And also the greatest band walking the face of the earth, Pearl Jam, have released Lightning Bolt today. On to the end of the movies here. New, brand new Blu-ray special editions. This means you're going to double dip because you probably already bought this before. Weird Science has a brand new special edition to remind you that in the 1980s, Kelly LeBrock was...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't Google her now. Slapshot is also out on Blu-ray. High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood. A movie, I know you don't like Hugh Grant, and I know I do, and that's where we differ. But I can't stand Notting Hill. And that movie is being dropped on a special edition Blu-ray today. I don't know if it's because Julia Roberts is in it. I have no idea. But Notting Hill just never, ever did it for me. However,
and there's always a however in life.
In 1994, a movie was released that nobody, I guarantee, in this room has ever seen. It was directed by John Carpenter. This movie scared me, gave me nightmares for weeks. It stars Sam Neill. It is one of the most twisted, greatest scary movies ever being dropped on Blu-ray today. It's called In the Mouth of Madness. If you can find it, check it out. I guarantee you will not be let down.
Who was the actor who was gay? He was gay, and he got all his
here parts comes.
By providing Sam Neill down in front of me.
Oh.
Wow. Man. On the TV show end, Vikings Season 1, Defiance Season 1, River Monsters Season 4, Counting Cars Season 2, Anger Management Volume 2. For the first time ever on Blu-ray, I don't know if anybody's begging for it, but the 1996 movie Matilda, directed by Danny DeVito.
I've never heard of it.
Matilda?
What? Yes.
It was actually kind of a cool movie. You didn't like it?
Jerry, you know that movie?
Oh, I love Matilda.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You don't like it?
It's got Rhea Perlman. And,
DeVito and Rhea Perlman were in it, weren't they?
Yes.
They were husband and wife, and
yes.
They were mm-hmm. Matilda's parents.
I know, but that's the concept. And imagine them, husband and wife, that means they had to procreate. And then just that image, man, I can't get over it.
But the teacher that ran the school.
Miss Trenchable.
Oh, yes.
Look at this.
Man,
so glad I brought this up.
She was hideous.
Out today is a little collection called Attack of the Bees, and it's the letter B, as in B movies. 18 drive-in movie classics featuring just a few here. Devil Girl from Mars, Rocket Ship XM, Teenager Outer Space, Bucket Blood, The Brain That Wouldn't Die, Bury the Living, Plan 9, Spider Baby, and of course, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Attack of the Bees collection is only $24.99 on Blu-ray. That might do it for you. Pacific Rim came and went. Nobody really cared except for a bunch of geeks, so you can get the collector's edition on Blu-ray today. It comes in a Blu-ray 3D, DVD, ultraviolet combo with your very own robot replica for only $65. Oliver Stone's Untold History of the United States, dripping with conspiracy theories, is out in a 4-disc set featuring all 12 chapters that aired on TV. And last but not least. Wow. All right, the silly season is right around the corner. You might have some people to buy for on your list. Two little options for you. Star Wars, The Clone Wars, seasons 1-5 and a collector's box set. 14 discs on Blu-ray for $150. And the Christopher Nolan collection, definitive collection featuring Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, Insomnia, Inception, Memento, 8-disc collection. Only $46, so that might be worth picking up if you got somebody on a list that you need to buy for. That does it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes, courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Stores. Peon, do we have all the way to the top of the hour? Do you need to do some business here?
No, we're good.
We're good.
Go
ahead. Did you see the email that Anthony Hopkins wrote to Bryan Cranston? Joe, did you see it?
No.
Yeah, I did, and I've seen people say it's a complete hoax.
No, it's not a hoax.
Okay, because as of yesterday, they were swearing it was a hoax. I read it, and you could almost imagine Anthony Hopkins saying everything that was in that letter.
And I read today that the Hollywood Reporter did some checking and investigating, and it is, in fact, according to them, an email from Anthony Hopkins.
So if you're the star of Breaking Bad, how cool is that?
Is that praising him for his role?
According to this, Hopkins watched 5 seasons in 2 weeks. We did it in 6 weeks. He went on a marathon watching binge, and he writes Cranston an email. Now, again, I don't know if it's true, but as of today, the Hollywood Reporter...
You can check Snopes.
Check Snopes, and we'll come back in the Playhouse, and I'll read you some of this email. I'm going to tell you, I'm a Joe. If you're Cranston, and you go to your email, and there's Anthony Hopkins saying... you folks are the best actors I have ever seen in my life.
I mean, that's
coming
from Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, who really is a terrific actor. We'll check it. We'll see if it's BS or the real deal.
Well, apparently there was an agent who had a Facebook page who had originally posted it, and then they think it got hacked because he removed it. That's why they were like, oh, it's got to be fake. It's got to be fake. But I read it over and over again. And if you read it,
if it's not real,
whoever wrote it
the way Hopkins would have written it. It's written like a real life. Once again, encore applause. The great Joe Hipperson, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can't get enough applause for Joe. Yeah, thank you, Joe. Let me know if you find anything. And then if it does turn out to be a hoax, too bad. I want to think it's real. I want to think Hopkins really sent him. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I don't. Mm-mm.
You watch any TV?
I like Orange is the New Black. It's a Netflix series.
I've never heard of it.
Really? Oh, you have
Netflix
to watch it.
Exclusive?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards is also a Netflix, Netflix exclusive. What is that about? Black? What? Orange? What is it?
Orange is the New Black. It's a lady who was caught in like a drug cartel type deal and was sent to prison. And her ex-girlfriend, she used to be a lesbian, but now she has a fiance. And so she's in prison, and basically her husband's pretty worried that they're going to get back together. Not to be a spoiler, but they end up getting back together.
Well, if you used to be a lesbian, isn't the worst place you could go would be a women's prison?
Right.
I mean, if you used to be a lesbian, there's a good chance you might go back to lesbianism. What's going to happen now is in 1 minute and 10 seconds, we're going to the news, and you're going to leave us. And it's sad.
Unfortunately.
I hate that. It went fast. It went very fast. Is there any, in this last minute, anything, this is it, this is your chance, anything else we can help you with to help you get straight A's in your journalism studies or give you something to leave here and share with your, I guess, teacher? Anything else? Anything else you've thought of?
No? Yeah, what's your best advice for me moving forward?
And I'm serious when I say this. My best advice is don't set out to have a career in radio on the air. If you want to sell radio, if you want another aspect of radio, but my best advice is what I said to you earlier, and that is stay the course you've already set, because you've already said you're interested in video, whether it's video journalism. Look, we have 200 or so cable, satellite, whatever you want to call them, channels. They need people. Everybody's phone, it's all about video. Everybody's tablet, it's all about video. Computer, it's all about video. Audio is takes a distant backseat. So just stay the direction you've already said you wanted to go. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for coming in. Sierra Hancock, everybody, on her way to great things. It's